This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff. We review a few of the big news stories from the past week from around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians donated more than $7 million to build a homeless shelter in San Bernardino.
Right. This was actually approved back in July of 2016, but they just broke ground. What happened was the council approved it and then a month later reversed course over concerns by the Third Ward councilman, and he's now the mayor, John Valdivia, that having it in his ward would unduly burden the residents of that area and attract homeless people from other parts of the county. You know, these are always the concerns whenever a homeless shelter is proposed. This one, they broke ground this past week. It will serve 115 men for 12 to 18 months. They must commit to a program that involves counseling and job training and other things to help them get their lives on track and then be able to live independently. It's going to be operated by Mary's Mercy Center, which already has a shelter called Veronica's Home of Mercy for Women and Children, and this will be the first one for men.
Meanwhile, Redlands closed its homeless shelter right before the last cold snap because of code violations.
Right. This was actually operated by a church called Set Free. I guess the city inspected it and on January 16th decided it was not habitable. And, you know, well, you may remember we were right in the middle of a cold, rainy stretch right then. So unfortunately, Redlands, even though it has one of the highest homeless rates in the county, had no place for people to stay. So the city is working on that. They've been having a series of task force meetings, and they're about to have some public forums starting in February and March, culminating in recommendations to the city council about how to approach the homeless problem.
Let me ask this question. Might this lengthy process be one way to make it a lengthy process and therefore extend the amount of time that Redlands has before it has to make decisions about a homeless shelter?
Well, I don't think they're deliberately dragging their feet. I think this is just a long process where they want to get information from all sides, from other communities where homelessness has been addressed successfully, and then make recommendations to the council. Yeah, it's a long process. Let me also mention that Redlands had a proposal for a veterans housing project for homeless veterans that turned out to be very controversial. Again, same issues. People were concerned about the effects on the neighborhood, and people were concerned about attracting homeless people from outside the area. That is now, it has been approved, but it's under challenge by lawsuits.
All right. Next, the city of Corona has come under fire for a sales tax give back to a clothing company that is now being sued for failing to pay its supplier.
The company is called LuLaRoe. It's a husband and wife operated fashion wholesaler that markets its merchandise through freelance salespeople. Now, the city in August 2017 agreed to a 40-year tax sharing deal that gives back about 50% of the sales tax that results from LuLaRoe sales. A former councilman and an unsuccessful candidate for the council this past election have raised issues now that a couple of lawsuits have come to light against this company alleging that they have not paid their bills, about $49 million in bills. These critics say that the city has paid almost $1 million to the company, to LuLaRoe, over the years in these sales tax givebacks. The city, in its defense, says these are very common agreements. The idea is to attract a business and to create jobs and bring in revenue that the city wouldn't otherwise have. So the city is kind of sticking by this. And they say that even if the company goes out of business as a result of these lawsuits, you know, Corona is not going to be any better off or worse off than it was to begin with.
And finally, three passings to note, Cassie, from around the community.
Right. Bill Alexander, who was a councilman and Rancho Cucamonga mayor for 26 years, actually helped to get the city incorporated. He passed away unexpectedly. In addition, Father Patricio Guillen, a very beloved Roman Catholic priest in the area, served parishes all over the two-county area and helped to establish the Libreria del Pueblo, which is a nonprofit serving Latino immigrants. He passed away at age 89. And in addition, the Riverside Community College District's first African-American board member, member Samuel Davis died at age 73 this month.
Okay. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.